and Kindness Podcast.
We are talking about ways we can help build a positive culture, one where a person feels welcomed and feels like they belong. We are Girl Scout Troop 4641, and we believe we can make a difference in our community with our podcast called Kids and Kindness. We will begin our podcast with a three-part series discussing how promoting a sense of belonging and inclusion in our community can make the biggest difference.
And I'm your host for this episode of Kids and Kindness. In our very first episode, called Our Story, two of our troop members will share her own personal story and tell you all what that was like for her and her impact of that experience. Today, I am interviewing our very own troop member, Madison. Madison, thank you for sharing your story with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my experience with you and to our listeners. I want the others to know how a person's actions and words can have a huge impact on someone, whether it is someone being kind and inclusive or someone who chooses to be mean to another person. Both behaviors can have consequences. We think it's possible for everyone to be kind. They just need to choose to be that person. My story is about a person who treated me unkindly, and I would like to share how that made me feel.
Please share your story with us. We all would like to know what happened to you, and it's possible our listeners can relate to your story as well.
So, I remember I was in second grade, and there was this one girl who really made that year difficult for me. And that girl gave me this feeling like I didn't belong at that time. And she said some pretty awful things to me throughout the year. But one of those things really stood out that I remembered. So it was sometime in the middle of the year, and I was wearing this shirt that said a lot of positive, nice things on it. And I didn't even took notice of that shirt that I was wearing until she came up to me and said, "You are none of those things." I remembered I was heartbroken, and that one comment made such an impact on me. I knew I wouldn't forget it and how it made me feel. The next year, she moved away, and I made new friends, but I would never forget how she made me feel that year.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. So it sounds like when you were in second grade, how did this bullying begin? How did it start?
So, I was in the playground, and I saw this group of kids playing a game, and I asked if I could join. And that girl was in that group, and she was like, "Not Madison," and she didn't want me to play with them. I had no idea what was going on. And apparently, I did something to her that, so I tried to talk it out with her and try to fix it. And it seemed like we figured things out. But a few weeks later, she began coming up to me and saying rude things to me or being unkind to me whenever, like, I want to play something with that group. And it just kept going throughout the year.
So when she said you were none of those things to your positive, kind t-shirt, what was your first instinct? Were you hurt? Were you sad? How were you feeling when she said that to you?
First of all, I didn't know really what she was talking about. I was mainly stunned. And then I looked, and then I sort of realized what she was talking about. And I was really sad. And I didn't really say anything. I sort of just walked away. And now that I think about it now, I can think about some things I could have done differently, but what was done was done.
So you said you could have done some things differently. What could you have done differently?
So now that I think about it from today, I could have, like, just said, like, a simple thing. I didn't like it when he said that and stood up for myself. But back then, I was, like, surprised and I didn't know what to do. And I could have also, like, gone to some of my friends and talked to them about it, but I didn't. And that might have made a difference, that they could have helped me. But back then in second grade, I didn't have a lot of friends. But, so yeah, those are just a few things that I've thought of that I could have done differently.
Is there anything else you would like to share about your story?
I think that's it.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. We have another guest from our troop who has a story she would like to share too. Abby, thank you for sharing your story today with us. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you?
Call her Lila, and I had no other friends except her. In the middle of third grade, she moved all the way to North Carolina. She was my only friend, so then I had no friends. I felt very lonely. One day, another girl, let's call her Taylor, came up to me, and then I made a very good friend. We are still friends today. Without Taylor, I wouldn't have felt like I belonged.
When you were in second, how did you... So obviously she moved away, but when you had her, do you remember how she made you feel?
Well, she made me feel very happy, and I really appreciated her. So when she moved away, it was, like, really hard for me.
Yeah, when she moved away, what would you do, obviously, during recess? Because she moved away, you didn't have any other friends, it sounds like. So what would you do?
Well, I usually just played on the swings by myself every recess because I had, like, nothing else to do and I had nobody to play with. And it made me kind of sad seeing, like, everybody playing with their friends.
Yeah. So it sounds like nobody else came up to you, but the one girl, her name was Taylor. How did you and Taylor become friends, basically?
Well, I had a friend before her, and so basically me and this other friend kind of, like, she, like, started hanging out with, like, different people, so we kind of drifted away, and then she kind of, like, came up to me, and she just, like, helped me, like, with a lot because I missed my friend, like, a lot. So, and when I finally made another friend, it made me feel, like, more like I belonged because I wasn't, like, so alone anymore.
And you have more friends today, right?
Yeah.
Is there any other information you want to share about your story that you can think of, or any other stories you want to tell?
Well, I have, like, one little other part about the story. So before I became friends with Lila, I had another friend, but, like, she kind of started to, like, hang, like, with other people. So then, like, with people I didn't, like, want to, like, hang out with. Not because I didn't like them, but just because they didn't really do stuff that I really liked. So, started, like, to do my own thing more. And then Lila came and, like, we had the same interest, so I started to hang out with her.
Okay. So it sounds like when your friend before Lila, it sounds kind of like the same thing happened after Lila had left. Like, she sort of kind of drifted away, that friend before Lila just kind of, like, drifted away.
Yeah. And because after Lila left, because my friend had drifted away, I didn't really, like, we didn't talk as much, so I didn't really think about going up to her then.
Okay, is that all you want to share, or do you have anything else?
That's all I have to share. Thank you a lot for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, Kids.